This is the Dog Pro U podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe. What's going on, guys? Just celebrating the Monday morning, having a great day today. Had a few thoughts as I woke up this morning and sort of decided what today was going to look like. And I thought I'd share some of those with you. I had a great weekend, by the way. The wife and I, we had our cattle in another pasture. So periodically throughout the year, we move pastures and move our cattle. And so we had a great day going out, picking up our cows, and we loaded them all into the trailer, which was a feat, nevertheless, of, to say the least, I should say. But in going through and doing that, we thought we were going to have to make two trips. We actually got it done in one. And luckily, a few of the head were a little smaller than the rest of them. We have some big girls, and then we've got some about year and a half old steer, and then we've got some babies. And so luckily we fit all 15 of them into our trailer. And this wasn't until we had actually lost them. We moved them from one pasture over to the next and didn't realize that the gate had been opened on the second pasture. And so when we moved them over there to try to get them into a corral where we could actually back the trailer up and get them into the trailer, well, they spotted that this fence was open. And so on this property where we're at, you know, they've got this long driveway, and then it opens up to the road, a dirt road that leads out to the highway. And so these cows all just darted, and Katie and I freaked out. It was just the two of us. And luckily we had Rosie, who's our little red heeler, but she's not much of a cattle dog. You know, as much as we were hoping that she'd be impressive, she didn't do much of anything to save the day. So we went out there, and luckily somebody came down the road where these cows of ours were all hauling ass and try to take off. They were just really, you know, sort of didn't know what to do. They were curious, and they were sniffing around and eating some of the flowers on the side of the road. And then they all sort of turned back when the car came down the road, and I diverted them back into the pasture. And luckily, we were able to get them loaded up. We closed the gate, and everything worked out the way that it was supposed to. But it was interesting. It was a nice day, and it was beautiful out, and the weather wasn't too hot. So it really was an enjoyable experience. So I thought I'd share that with you. And here we are on Monday. And I decided I was going to make a short post with you, kind of share some ideas that I have rolling around in my head about how the way we do anything is really how we do everything. And I think in that particular situation, some people would lose their head and they would freak out and they would be worried about the worst things happening. And Katie and I both just sort of realized that, you know, we're in this situation. We're going to have to figure it out. There's nobody else around, and you know, we've got 15 head of cattle hauling ass down the road, so we're going to have to do something about it. And like I said, Rosie, who's our little red heeler foster, she didn't really offer much of any assistance. So we kept a level head, and we were able to get these cattle back in. But what I realized is that there's a lot of people out there that don't recognize the importance of, you know, every day is an opportunity, and how we conduct ourselves on a day-to-day basis really structures the way that our reality comes to life and the life that we get to experience. And so that's why I say, you know, how we do anything is how we do everything. And so it's important to hold yourself to a high standard and understand that everything you do in life has a result, whether it's going to be positive or negative. And sometimes, you know, things like as simple as going to bed on time, you know, creating a pattern of consistency in the time that you actually go to bed every night can set you up for success. And I think a lot of us, it's easy enough to just crawl in bed, maybe at around the same time every day, and grab your phone and just start scrolling through it. And you might spend, you know, 15 minutes, you might spend 2 hours, you know, but being able to identify that this could be problematic in the time that you're going to wake up in the, you know, the next day, the following morning, you have to realize that everything that we do has an effect, whether it's helping or it's hindering you. And I use this example of scrolling through your phone is one of many things, one of many choices that we have in everyday life that can affect us and can affect the future. And so going to bed on time, obviously, is a simple enough thing that a lot of us, you know, we don't prioritize it. I think a lot of us, sometimes we crawl in bed at 9:30 and sometimes we crawl in bed at 11:30, not thinking much of the effect it's going to have on the following day. But one thing that I really like to do before I actually fall asleep is I like to make a list of things, three important things that I need to get done the following day, so that when I wake up, I know what I've got to get done. I know that if I accomplish these three things the following day, I'm going to be setting myself up for success. It's simple enough. It doesn't take 5 minutes. I already know what the priorities are, so I'm just jotting them down. And that way, when I wake up, I'm not forgetting to actually put emphasis on these things and make sure that they get done. And the following day, I try to get them done as quickly as I can because I know they're important. And I know it's going to help me move my business forward. I know it's going to help me move my life forward. I know it's going to help me be successful. And so they're always, you know, impactful things. I don't jot down, like, make sure that you open the gate for the trash man. Like, not stuff like that. Actually things that are going to move yourself, your life, your business forward. Things that actually make an impact. And so making that list is a simple enough thing. But again, how we do anything is how we do everything. And so, you know, when you do wake up the following morning, I think a lot of us, I think the average person hits the snooze button 3 times before they actually crawl out of bed. I don't. I get out of bed every morning at 5 o'clock. It's usually about 5 minutes to 5. I don't set an alarm. I don't need to, because it's just a pattern that I've created. And I'm not, if you don't, I'm not saying you should get up at 5 o'clock. You know, everybody's got their own routine. But I know that for me, that routine works. And I know that I've got ample time throughout the, you know, the hours of the day to get everything done that I need to get done. And so it works for me to get up at about 4:55, 4:50 every day. Again, I don't have to set an alarm. I don't hit the snooze button. I don't lay there in bed for an hour and dread getting up. I look forward to every day. I've got plenty of things that I can do and a list of stuff that I've made the night before. And so I get out of bed and I do what I'm supposed to do. And I get started on the right foot every single day. And it's really not that difficult to do. Once you've established a pattern of consistency, it just becomes regularity. And again, everything that we do either helps or hinders us. So I know that if I'm getting out of bed at an early enough hour, I'm going to have ample time throughout the day to conduct myself in a way that is productive. And it allows me to get the things done that need to get done without, you know, chasing the last few hours of the day going, oh man, I shouldn't have procrastinated. I shouldn't have put that off. I get the things done as early on in the day so that I can spend, you know, the remainder of the day thinking about what I can do tomorrow. And that's how you create high levels of efficiency in your life. You know, you get stuff done as quickly as you can without procrastination, because procrastination is just going to hinder you. It's the thing that gets in the way of just about everything in life. It doesn't help you, it hinders you. And so one of the things that I make sure that I do every day, just so that I have a solid foundation to build from, is I work out. You know, and I think a lot of us, we have the best of intentions. We want to exercise, we want to get our steps in, we want to, you know, feed ourselves with nutrient dense foods. But I think a lot of us, we get caught up in the day to day, the scrolling, the screen sucking, the looking at the phones and checking notifications and dealing with all the day to day stuff, and really behaving from a reactive standpoint as opposed to a proactive standpoint. When you're constantly dealing with things as they come up, it's hard to be proactive. It's hard to actually get ahead of the curve, because you get a text, you get an email, you get a voicemail, you get this, you get that, you get the other thing, you get this notification. And if you're constantly dealing with things as they come up, instead of being proactive and setting a schedule and adhering to that schedule, you're never going to feel like you're getting ahead. And so making sure that, you know, you've already planned your day with things like exercise and planning your meals and your food ahead of time are things that will set you up for success. And yeah, people will say, oh, well, that's difficult. I don't have time to work out. I can't drive all the way to the gym. I don't have time to prep my meals. You know, I don't have the food in my refrigerator that's necessary for me to make a whole meal. I've got a few things here and there. It's like, you got to think about these things ahead of time. Set yourself up for success. If you know that that's going to come up, if you know your refrigerator isn't stocked right now, make a plan so that every Sunday you head to the grocery store, you have a list of things, you grab the foods that are necessary for you to plan your meals ahead of time, and that way you can set yourself up for success. It's not that complicated. If you can't make it to the gym, it's too far, you don't have the time, whatever, like, get up and go for a walk outside. You don't have to drive to the gym. Do some sit-ups, do some crunches, do some push-ups, you know, do some pull-ups. Do the things that are necessary to get your body working and moving in the right direction, because if you don't take care of yourself, nobody's going to do it for you, you know. And so prioritizing simple things like your fitness and the way that you're eating is going to eventually move yourself in a positive direction. And I think a lot of times people struggle with the idea of delayed gratification. Like, oh, I tried going to the gym, you know, I did it for 3 weeks, I didn't see any changes, didn't make any sense. But it's like, yeah, things don't happen overnight. It's a lifelong commitment. And if you want to be, you know, the person who's 50, 60, 70 years old playing with your grandkids, throwing the ball and not, you know, huddled up in a chair trying to, you know, reach for something that your body's barely even able to allow you to grab a cup of tea that's sitting on an end table next to you. I mean, you have to think about these things. So the delayed gratification is something that people struggle with because they don't see the result. It's not instantaneous. But again, it's a lifelong commitment. And so getting up and doing 15 minutes of walking around the block or around your yard or under your pasture, wherever you live, it makes a difference. You may not see it instantly, but I can promise you 5 years down the line, it's going to make a difference. You know, and the average person, they gain 5 pounds, 15 pounds every 5 years. It's not something that you should just accept. That's neglect. That means that you're not taking care of yourself. It's not just life happening. It's the fact that you're neglecting life and you're not taking care of yourself. So simple things like making sure that your refrigerator is stocked with food so that you can prepare the meals that are actually better for you than going to the drive-through, and then getting up 15 minutes early so that you can go for that walk, so you can do those push-ups, so you can do those squats. You don't need equipment just to be, you know, taking care of yourself. All you have to do is use your body the way that it's intended. It's not supposed to be some obtuse obligation that you hate doing. It's supposed to be part integrated into your life, as part of your life. And so, you know, my workouts might be a little bit different than yours, but that's okay. As long as you've got some activity in your day, go throw the ball for the dog, bring him to the park, screw around, have fun. But, you know, there's more to it than just that, you know, and I think a lot of times we get so caught up in being reactive that we forget to be present with our family, with our friends, you know, and staying connected and actually enjoying the things in life that make up community. And, you know, if you're not present in the moments when you're actually with the people that you love the most, you look back with regret, and that's not something that you ever want to have. So it's important that you set yourself up for success. And all of this sort of hinges on, you know, again, how you do anything is how you do everything. And that's why I believe that creating a pattern of consistency with the important things in your life is so important, because without doing that, everything is just sort of frayed and disheveled and happening off the cuff. There should be some predictability in the way that you live your life and the routines that you create. That pattern of consistency ensures that you don't forget the most important things in life, like being present, doing your workouts, eating the right way, getting up on time, not hitting the snooze button, you know, paying attention to the things that actually matter. That's why I think doing things like, we raise cattle. I mean, you could grow a garden just so that you've got that predictability. You've got obligations, because if you don't go out and water that garden every day, your plants are going to die. You know, set yourself up to have these obligations so that you can create that pattern of consistency, because it will have a spillover effect in other areas of your life, which is important. How you do anything is how you do everything. And so, you know, being able to hold yourself to a high standard is important, because it will have long-lasting effects throughout your life, but it'll also have a spillover effect in how you conduct yourself in business, right? Because if you want your business to grow, there has to be a pattern of consistency. You're not dog training for, you know, the heck of it. Most of us are here doing this because it's how we make our living. It's what we do because we're passionate about it, but it also pays the bills. And so you have to have a pattern of consistency in the way that you do things. And what better way to do that than to create small, you know, opportunities for wins and simple things like going to bed on time, like set a reminder in your phone. It's not that difficult. If you know you want to be getting to bed by 9 o'clock, set your reminder at 8:45. So you're getting ready, you're making your list, you're brushing your teeth, and then you're in bed by 9. And then don't screen suck. Don't be scrolling. Do the things that are necessary so you actually fall asleep on time and that you wake up the following morning and you do the things that you said you were going to do. Hold yourself to your commitments. Hold yourself to a high standard. Stay true to your word. And most importantly, stay true to the word that you told yourself. Because if you're not living congruently with the person that you tell yourself that you are, it's going to have horrifying effects in your life. You only get one shot. You only get one go around at this. So you want to be sure that, like, when you make commitments to yourself, you follow through. Because if you're not, and you're lying to yourself, you're not going to have confidence in any area of your life. you're going to be disappointed. You're not going to feel as though you're actually, the next opportunity that comes up, you're going to say, oh, you know, maybe not right now. Now's not the right time for me. And why do we tell ourselves that? It's because we've let ourselves down in the past. So don't be that person. Be the person that sets commitments, that takes responsibility to do the things that are necessary to establish a pattern of consistency in your life and uphold the standards that you create for yourself. That way, the next time an opportunity comes your way, you're confident in saying, I'm going to do that. That's a real opportunity that can actually move my life forward, and I'm excited about it. And I believe in myself enough because I'm congruent to the person that I tell myself that I am. And I do the things that I say that I do. And I hold true and I follow through with my commitments. Because there's so many of us right now, whether it's you or I'm talking to the person sitting next to you, like there are so many of us right now that don't follow through, that skate by in life, and do the minimum required to get by. Follow the path of least resistance. That's not going to amount to the life of your dreams. Again, we get one go around. This is it. It's not some dress rehearsal. If you want extraordinary experiences in your life, if you want to avoid mediocrity, it's about setting yourself up for success. I use the example of going to get in the cattle, you know, and for a lot of people, that's a huge obligation. Driving an hour and a half in one direction, an hour and a half in another with a 28-foot trailer on the back of your truck and all the things that go into that, the responsibility, not to mention there's only two of us. We had no idea. I mean, these cattle are in a pen that's like 20 acres. It's a very difficult thing to try to make this happen, but we were excited about it because we know that we follow through with our commitments and we've achieved goals like that before. We had to bring the cattle there. We've had to bring them home before. We know it's difficult, but we look forward to that. And so set yourself up to have obligations in your life, things that are difficult, but they're achievable because that builds your bank account of confidence. That stacks wins, and those wins give you the confidence of being able to do things in the future that perhaps you wouldn't have had the confidence to do in the past. And that's really what business is all about. You apply that to your dog training business. You know, so many of us are just sitting there going, the time's not right. You know, this didn't work in the past. I tried running ads. They didn't work for me. Well, it's like, yeah, but how long did you do them for? Well, you know, I tried it for 3 weeks, 3 months, however long it was. Okay, well, what were the systems that you had in place to actually manage the leads that came through with those ads? Oh, well, I didn't really have those. Okay, so now we can dissect the problem and see this is why things didn't work. So rather than just being disappointed and assuming that things can't work, identify what the problem was and go attack that issue again and make use of it. Turn it into a win as opposed to a disappointment, because again, when you stack wins, you have confidence in the future. I mean, it's not crazy. I'm just using ads for example, but it's not crazy to think that people are going to continue spending money on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Google because ads do work. If they didn't work for you, it's because you didn't follow the process. Again, I'm just using ads as an example because it's applicable to the dog training field. But how you do anything is how you do everything. And so if you're not following through with your commitments, if you're paying somebody to run ads for you and you're not managing the leads, that's a problem. You have to get better at the things that are your responsibility if you actually want to get the outcome. You know, and I think it's so easy to just assume, oh, well, it's possible. I've seen people do it. I'm just going to expect that, you know, it's going to be the path of least resistance. It should be easy for me. I deserve it. No, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve anything. You get exactly what you put into this life. And that's what people have a difficult time understanding in 2024, is that things aren't just given to you. Yes, you can look around on the internet and see people out there winning. Doesn't mean that it's owed to you. Doesn't mean that you can replicate the same thing without putting in the same level of effort. And this applies to anything in life, not just running your business, not just running ads, not just wrangling cattle, anything in life. So you want to constantly and continually challenge yourself so that when difficult times in life come up, you know how to handle them. And they will come up. Life is chaos. Life is difficult. Life is always changing. And if your expectation is that things are just going to keep rolling and you're not going to have difficulties, you're not going to have somebody cancel on you, you're not going to have, you know, I mean, bad things happen. People get into car accidents, right? People die. These things happen. You have to prepare yourself to deal with the difficulties in life. And if you're just lulling yourself through life with a false sense of security that nothing bad is going to happen, you're telling yourself a lie. And you're not preparing yourself to deal with difficulties when they do come up, because inevitably they do. So, and it comes down to simple things. how we do anything is how we do everything. If you have, you know, somebody reach out to you and they say they're moving this weekend, right? They need your help. It's easy enough to see the notification on your phone, think, oh yeah, maybe I'll respond back. Let me think about this. And then let me respond back a little later in the day when I have a chance to think about it. What are we talking about when we say we need to think about it? It's meaningless. You've already thought about it. Whatever your gut reaction was when you got that text message and somebody said, hey, I'm moving this weekend. Can we use your pickup truck? Or can you help me move this couch because I can't move it on my own? Whatever your gut reaction is, you don't need to think about it anymore. You already made the decision. So it's like, if you're going to do it, then do it. Respond back. Show up. Do the things that you said you were going to do. And if you're not, if you have a valid reason, you've got a funeral to go to, or you're leaving town, you're whatever it is, just be real with people. Don't drag things out. Don't procrastinate, because things only get worse over time if you're not dealing with them. And so, you know, when you commit to something, show up and actually do it. Somebody says they need your help. Think about what it was like the last time you had to move and you couldn't get any help. I mean, is it really that difficult for you to give up an afternoon on your weekend to go help somebody move? No, it's not that difficult. Is it something that, you know, you're stacking wins and you're building confidence and potentially you're doing somebody a favor that maybe in the future will get returned to you, you know? And not to say that's how you should be looking at it, but nevertheless, if you take care of people, they will take care of you in return. And that's really what building a community is all about. This world has become so selfish and self-centered. It's always about me, 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 me. When really, you get the most out of life when you look after other people, when you take care of other people, and you do things that help other people, that's how you win in life. It's not about this whole selfish mentality. You know, I think so many people get caught up in that. Oh, I'll help more when things look better for me. When my life gets better, then I'll start donating. Then I'll start helping this cause. Then I'll look at this charity and see what I can. That's not the way it works. You help out in the difficult times because that's when it matters most, right? And so how you do anything is how you do everything. It's just the way that it goes in life. Challenge yourself. Do the difficult stuff. Obligate yourself to do things that you wouldn't normally do because it will progress you. It will help you to evolve into the person that you want to become. And if you're not living a life that is congruent to the expectations of yourself, well, the good news is it's not too late. You can actually do something about that right now. You don't have to be the person that is constantly feeling regret and guilt for not doing the things that you wanted to do in life. Every day is a new day. Turn the page. Start a new chapter. Avoid procrastinating, right? Doing the work even when it's inconvenient. If you said you were going to do something, follow through and do it. Because otherwise, you're just going to be a person that doesn't stay true to their word. There's nothing worse than that. You don't want to be that type of person. Make commitments that are uncomfortable, that are inconvenient. Do the things that are memorable. Help people when you can, even when it's inconvenient. Because I can promise you, these are the things that create fulfillment in your life. These are the things that make you feel like you have a purpose. And if you don't feel like you have a purpose, sit down and write down. Just use a journal and write down, what are the things that are most important to you in life? What things are meaningful to you? And just constantly go through once a week, once a day would be even better, but go through and add to that list. When you have a thought in your head, jot it in your notepad and continue adding to that list. These are the things that are important to me in life. And then set obligations around those things. Because I promise you, when you do those things and they're outside of your comfort zone, they're inconvenient. Each one of those accomplishments is a win that you stack, and you start moving your life forward, and you start to have purpose and meaning. And you become more determined to get that feeling, because that feeling feels fulfilling. It feels as though you're actually creating something in your life and you're living a lifestyle that is congruent with the person that you know you're supposed to be. So again, just my thoughts. I don't know how all that sprang from going and wrangling cattle and almost losing them down a dirt road onto the highway. Somehow we got them back, but really we kept a level head. We were able to get them back into the pasture, load them into the trailer. It was a huge win. We got all 15 head into the trailer. We made one trip rather than spending the whole weekend. And it was a fun experience. So I guess that's my 2 cents for today. Take it for what it is. Apply it to your life. Build a pattern of consistency. because how you do anything is how you do everything. And remember, greatness is your obligation. Success will never happen without your participation. This life isn't a warm-up. You get one go-around. It's the only one you got. So take action this instant, because today might be your only shot.
Thanks for listening, and if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com, and two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.